Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Learning to Cling by Reverend Edward Meyer for Friday, August 9th, 2019. The text is John chapter 15, verses 5 and 7. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." Every year, floods, tornadoes, and storms rage across our land, destroying and damaging hundreds of homes, leaving thousands of people homeless. And when asked, "Are you going to rebuild?" the answer heard over and over again is, "Yes, we are going to rebuild. We are planning to stay. We're not giving up our home." That's America. They say that's the real spirit of the American people. We don't give up easily. We hang in there. We put up a fight. When we get knocked down, we get up again. When flood, wind, fire, or whatever destroys our homes, our farms, or our places of business, we rebuild. And we make whatever repairs are necessary, we press on. If only we had that same kind of spirit inside our homes, our households, inside our families. When the storms of nature destroy or damage our house, we are ready to rebuild and restore it. Yet, when the storms of life hit us, money issues, kid problems, deep-seated disagreements, marital problems, when the storms such as these invade our lives, well, we're not always ready to rebuild. In fact, sometimes we're ready to give in. This is where the Word of God and prayer are so important. Jesus tells us, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." The Savior's message is clear. Only a committed belief in Him, trusting in Him, trusting Him as Lord and Savior, only that can give you and I the strength that we need to overcome the difficulties life throws at our family, at our household, and our faith. The words of Christ abiding in you and prayer, that's when things really begin to happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's His promise. It shall be done for you. Christ will abide in you and in me and we in Him. But this doesn't occur in a vacuum, does it? Surely we can strive to become more Christ-minded in our daily affairs with our family and those whom we welcome into our homes. The family, the household that preserves in the face of difficulties, is the family or household that is reading and sharing God's Word regularly. They study His promises. They listen to them intently, listen to what He has to say, meditate on the Bible's application for their lives, and whenever they can, speak to Him in prayer. Does that family, does that household sound like yours? Pray with me. Heavenly Father, You have given us all things in the life of Your Son, Jesus. Teach us to turn everything over to You and rest in the peace only You can give. In Jesus' name, amen.